know what that sound means. It's another exciting installment of the Fan Brawl Seasons podcast, where we talk local sports, both the Atlanta Pro franchises, like the Braves, Hawks, Falcons, and we also talk the University of Georgia Bulldogs. So strap in, guys. It's another exciting episode about to start right now. What is up, podcast land? This is Joe's Jam and Joe, the Fan for All Seasons podcast. On this week's episode, we're going to talk a ton of Atlanta Braves baseball as the Braves concluded the first half of the 2023 regular season, falling to the Tampa Bay Rays 10-4. While this was a tough loss for the Braves are in excellent shape as far as going into the second half of the season, so we are going to talk a ton of Atlanta Braves baseball. We're also going to talk some University of Georgia athletics as well, and how two Georgia athletes are both representing the United States of America. So we got Braves baseball, we got the University of Georgia and the United States, and we've also got to talk a little off-season NBA. As the NBA made an announcement yesterday that yours truly is not a big fan of. So stay tuned for that. But before we get into the sports conversation this week, guys, it's time to get a word from our sponsor. And Fan for All Seasons is brought to you in part by Georgia Smoke Barbecue, authentic original oak smoked barbecue catering. You can learn more at georgiasmoke.com. So, guys, as I said in the open there, the Braves did fall to Tampa Bay today, losing 10-4. Bryce Elder kind of had a tough day, to say the least. The offense didn't really have much to contribute. But I will say the Braves do have this epic streak. This is the 26th straight game that they have hit a home run in. That is truly unbelievable. Travis d'Arnaud did it. He hit a big home run to kind of get the Braves offense going a little bit. Because at this point in the game, the Braves were still kind of trying to find their way a little bit. And thanks to Travis d'Arnaud for kind of making it not as bad as it could have been, but it still ended up being bad. So that's a really cool number. I do want to talk about a couple Braves in particular. And the Brave that I'm probably most surprised with slash really excited about, who I didn't really know a lot about, has got to be Sean Murphy. Guys, the Murph Dog has got to be the best catcher in Major League Baseball. In the Tampa Bay series alone, he had two massive home runs both Friday and Saturday. And by far, he is the biggest surprise for the Braves offensively. Murphy's got 17 home runs, absolutely crushing the ball. Two home runs, five RBIs for Murphy in the weekend series against Tampa Bay. Murphy also threw out two runners in the Tampa Bay series. And Tampa, other than Cincinnati, is top two in stolen bases in Major League Baseball. The Rays are super aggressive. And I figured going into the series that Sean Murphy was going to be a major factor as far as controlling the running game. And the Murph Dog did his job by throwing out two Tampa Bay Rays and kind of making things easier for the Braves defensively against an upstart Tampa team. So all that being said, Sean Murphy is the best catcher in baseball, both offensively and defensively. I know JT Realmuto is still really good. Adley Rutschman still on the come up, the Baltimore Orioles catcher. But for my money, guys, the Murph Dog, Sean Murphy, is the best catcher in Major League Baseball. The next Brave that I want to talk about, guys, is I want to talk about Orlando Arcia, who, like Sean Murphy, is a first-time All-Star. So that is awesome. So none of us, I repeat, none of us in Braveland saw this coming, what Arcia has done. Arcia currently is batting .299, 7 home runs, 28 RBIs, and 1 stolen base. Arcia has come to play every day. I know he did miss some time early in the year with injuries, but Arcia's glove has been fantastic. Arcia's throwing arm is one of the best in Major League Baseball. To me, Arcia is must-see TV defensively. His range is really good. His throwing arm is amazing. And I know the previous shortstop here was a really good defender, but for my money, I like where the Braves are with Orlando Arcia. Orlando Arcia has also been clutch with the bat. He's got a good ability to go oppo, which means he's a right-handed hitter. So oppo for him would be going to right field. He does a good job of spraying the ball all over the field. So I've been really, really happy with Arcia. And I feel like Alex Anthopoulos had this plan, like, all along. And all of us thought this offseason that it was going to be Vaughn Grissom. They were hyping him up with all these offseason videos being like, Vaughn Grissom, Vaughn Grissom, Vaughn Grissom. And Arcia just comes out of nowhere and wins the job at a spring training. And it just tells me that Alex Anthopoulos had a plan. And, guys, I just feel like at the end of the day, we need to trust Alex Anthopoulos. Because I feel like whatever kind of moves he has made has turned to gold. He truly has something figured out. There's something in the water at Truist Park. Alex Anthopoulos, for my money, the best GM in all of sports in the state of Georgia and beyond. Alex Anthopoulos is so creative. He has an idea. He has a type of player that he wants to identify. And he's able to create, really find a certain type of player that he thinks is going to fit the Atlanta Braves organization. And he's done that with bringing in guys like Sean Murphy and Matt Olson. So another thing about Anthopoulos that I really, really like is Anthopoulos is a guy who's a big believer in team chemistry. And I heard this the other day that the Braves, when they go on the road, they have team breakfast together. But before that game of that series, it could either be the first game of the series, the second game, or the third game. But they all have breakfast as a team. I heard they also do team dinners too. So that's really cool. You see a lot of team camaraderie from the Braves. It just seems like this Braves team, they truly, truly like each other. And they love hanging out, not only talking baseball, but also just, you know, talking about life and just, you know, really enjoying each other's company. That's really cool. That, to me, shows that these guys genuinely care about each other. And they have a real strong bond. And those type of strong bonds and connections can be good in adverse situations here for your Atlanta Braves. Another Brave I want to talk about is Matt Olson. He not only leads Major League Baseball with 72 RBIs, but he also has 29 home runs. Matt Olson has been nothing but awesome in year two. He has been everything and more offensively. I really think the move from the two-hole to the five-hole was so good for Matt Olson. And he's just coming into his own. The other thing that I've heard about Matt Olson is Matt Olson, for being, you know, kind of a clean-cut, calm, chill guy, whenever he's on cameras for interviews or radio interviews or things like that, he's apparently one of the biggest pranksters on the team. Like, he's always pulling jokes. He's always, like, making fun of guys, like, in a fun way. He's always trying to find, like, the lighter side of things. I think that's really, really cool of Matt Olson. Like I said, I'm a huge Matt Olson fan. I think he's having a huge year two for the Braves. And I couldn't be happier for a guy playing for his hometown team. It doesn't get much better than that. So, Matt Olson, keep doing your thing. Keep leading the National League in RBIs. And keep doing your thing as far as swinging for the fences. Because we all know Matt Olson's power. It's wicked, wicked strong. I think Shohei Ohtani has 32 home runs as of today. Matt Olson has 29. And so, Matt Olson is second Major League Baseball in home runs. He leads the National League in RBIs. He leads the National League in home runs. Matt Olson, to me, other than the next guy we're going to talk about, has got to be maybe an MVP candidate. But for the NL, but the next guy I'm going to talk about is without a doubt the most valuable player in the National League, and that is one Ronald Acuña Jr. And he's without a doubt the best player in Major League Baseball. He continues to just do incredible, amazing things. I could go stat heavy with you guys. You know, he's on pace to hit 40 home runs and have 70 stolen bases. I could throw a bunch of stats and numbers at you guys, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to talk about the wow factor that is Ronald Acuña Jr. He's just off the charts. You have no idea what he's going to do next. He's always in the middle of every play. He's always hustling. He's the perfect leadoff hitter. He always gets things ignited. His speed is ridiculous. I will say, I think the rules have helped an elusive, explosive guy like Acuña. And I think Acuña is going to continue to have an incredible 2023. And for my money, he's the most valuable player in the National League. Here's an even crazier number, guys. The Braves joined the 1976 Cincinnati Reds as being the only team to have your entire infield plus your catcher with you at the Midsummer Classic, the All-Star Game. So the Braves won the 76 Reds, and for those of you that are unaware about the 76 Reds, those teams were loaded. That was the Big Red Machine. That was Pete Rose. That was Johnny Bench. That was Johnny Bench, Pete Rose. That was Joe Morgan, guys like that. The Big Red Machine was loaded. They were absolutely loaded. And so for the Braves to be in the same breadth as the 76 Reds, to bring your entire infield plus your starting catcher to the Midsummer Classic is truly unreal. It's absolutely unreal. There are three Braves that are starting in this year's Midsummer Classic. That is Ronald Acuña Jr. out in right field. That is Sean Murphy behind the plate. And that is Orlando Arcia over at shortstop. There are Braves that will be joining them. Like I said, the entire Braves infield. So that's Olsen, Ozzie, Orlando, Riley, Murphy, Elder, Strider, and Acuña. So those eight guys. So I do want to talk about Strider and Elder really quick. So Spencer Strider had a really nice conclusion to the 2023 first half of the Major League season. He had 11 strikeouts last night. He leads Major League Baseball with 166 strikeouts. He continues to wow. He continues to impress. I know he kind of had a rough stretch there early in June, like against Detroit. And a couple other starts. I remember early on in May, I was at game two against the Dodgers here in Atlanta, and it was tough to watch. Spencer had a tough night that night, but I figured, you know, Strider came out like a house of fire a year ago. It's only a matter of time before Strider figures it out. And Spencer continues to wow, continues to pitch great, and will be representing the Braves well. He and Bryce Elder won't get the pitch, but they will be representing the Braves, and they will be having so much fun in Seattle, Washington, at Safeco Field. I think it's still Safeco Field, home of the Seattle Mariners. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about Bryce Elder, too. So Bryce Elder leads Major League Baseball in ERA at 2.45, tops in MLB. I know he had a tough start today, just a really tough start for him, but for my money, I think Bryce Elder is going to bounce back and continue to be the great pitcher that we've seen. The thing that I like about both these two is they go about their business in different ways. And what I mean by that is Spencer Strider is a flamethrower. He strikes out 10, 11 guys a game and just continues to just blow gas and use like really, really good off-speed stuff to get guys out. Then you have Bryce Elder, who's just crafty. And he's just a pitcher. So it's really cool. You have two different styles here. You have the yin and the yang. You have the heat and the fastball of Spencer Strider. And you have the craftiness and the movement and the location of Bryce Elder. As a Braves fan, it doesn't get much better than that. Watching two of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball on your team. And one of those guys in Bryce Elder started the year at AAA Gwinnett. Absolutely amazing stuff. If you had told me at the beginning of the year that Bryce Elder was going to be up in the major leagues and just put on a clinic pitching-wise, I would have said you were crazy. Guys, he was the opening day starter for AAA Gwinnett. Doesn't get much better than that for Bryce Elder. I'm so happy for all these Braves. I know they're going to represent us well there in Seattle, Washington at Safeco Field. So I'm so happy for all the Braves, and I'm so excited for Tuesday to see all the A's in Seattle, Washington. So it'll be cool to see the large Brave representation. It'll be cool to see the Braves that are there represent us well. It'll be cool to see the National League hopefully beat the American League. As an NL guy, I don't want to see the American League win. I know it doesn't count for anything anymore, but come on, guys. We should all root for the National. So, continuing with the All-Star festivities, I do want to give my pick for the Home Run Derby. And I think it's going to be J-Rod. I think it's going to be Julio Rodriguez. The Home Run Derby comes up tomorrow night on ESPN at 8 o'clock. And my big reason why I've got Julio Rodriguez winning it is I think that J-Rod, he knows the park, Seattle, really, really well. And obviously, that's his home ballpark. I think he's just going to put on a show for the home fans. I think he is just going to have a night of all nights. This is his night, basically. He's the hometown guy, hosting everybody in his ballpark at Safeco Field. So I'd like to see Julio Rodriguez win it for the Seattle Mariners, who I don't want to win it. I know you're going to be surprised where I go with this, and it's one Pete Alonso. I do not want to see the ex-Gator Met win the Home Run Derby. I can't have that guy have fun and have a victory in his life. I just can't. I cannot see Pete Alonso win. If he wins or if he's in the final, I'm definitely going to root against him. I'm just not a Pete Alonso guy. The Gator Met thing, yeah, just kind of throws me off. Both orange and blue, both not good colors. Double L. Go Julio Rodriguez. Anyway, just wanted to get my thoughts on the Home Run Derby. So, some reinforcements are on the way for the Braves. And that is one Max Fried. Max Fried pitched an inning in 2/3 today. He threw 35 pitches in his one inning of work. Fried was getting it up to as much as 94 to 96 miles an hour. It's going to take him a little bit of time to build back up to where he feels like he can compete and contribute. But when he gets to that point where he's raring and ready to go, that could arguably be the biggest piece for the Braves. Like I have said before, Max Fried to me is the key in this Braves pitching rotation situation. I've seen rumors about what should the Braves do at the deadline. I've seen rumors about them maybe getting Shane Bieber from Cleveland if Cleveland falls out of the race. And while that would be really, really cool, what we would have to give up, Cleveland would definitely want Smith Shawver. They would definitely want Vaughn. I think if you can find a way to get Shane Bieber, that would be cool, because I think he has 1 year left on his deal, just like Max Fried. You would have to pay Shane Bieber a ton of money going forward. I just think at the end of the day, I think Max Fried is the key. If you get Fried back, he stabilizes a lot of things in your rotation. You don't necessarily have to get Kyle Wright back. I think of the two, I think Fried is more likely to come back than Kyle Wright is. So that is definitely some reinforcements to think about for the Atlanta Braves. I do want to mention one thing about Gwinnett. And Max Fried, like I said, pitched there today against the Omaha Storm Chasers. And you're probably thinking, Jamin Joe, who are the Omaha Storm Chasers? Well, I'm glad you asked. That is the AAA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Kansas City, Omaha, that makes sense. The Omaha Storm Chasers play in TD Ameritrade Park or Charles Schwab Field, home of the College World Series. That's where they play. Omaha has a couple names that most baseball fans should recognize. One of them being former Atlanta Brave Adani Echevarria, who I affectionately nicknamed the Etch-a-Sketch. He was a Brave during the 2021 World Series Championship. He was a solid Brave. He did a good job. He was a solid glove, could hit a little bit. So he bats cleanup with the Omaha Storm Chasers. And then their three-hole hitter is former UGA baseball player Tucker Bradley. Tucker Bradley was this guy at Georgia who could really, really run, had a really strong throwing arm, and could hit a little bit. It's nice to see Tucker Bradley move his way up the ranks in the Kansas City Royals organization. So I do want to talk about one last thing concerning baseball. And it is about Team USA, the college team that is representing the United States. And they have one special player in particular, and it's one Charlie Condon. Yes, the Georgia Bulldog baseball star is representing his country, Team USA, in a major way, just smashing home runs and playing great baseball for the United States of America. I am so proud of Charlie Condon. Not only is he representing his family well, but he's also representing Dog Nation. There was big news, I guess this came out in like May or early June, that Charlie Condon is indeed back to play next spring for the University of Georgia. Now that Wes Johnson is here, new Georgia Bulldog baseball coach, he is probably the happiest person in the entire state of Georgia knowing that he has Charlie Condon back for another spring at Foley Field. Charlie Condon joins a group of elite Bulldog baseball players to play for Team USA, and these Bulldog baseball players include Chris Carpenter, who played for Team USA in 87, Dave Fleming, who was a former pitcher who pitched for Team USA in 1989, Dave Fleming also pitched for the Seattle Mariners, Brian Powell, who played for Team USA in 94, Clint Sammons, who did it in 2002. Clint Sammons was a former catcher at the University of Georgia. He also went to Parkview High School and was drafted by the Atlanta Braves and played for the Braves for a little bit. Kyle Farmer, who did it in 2012, the former Marist quarterback and shortstop for the Marist War Eagles here in Atlanta, went on, had a great career at the University of Georgia, and is now playing every day either shortstop or third base for the Minnesota Twins. We saw Kyle Farmer here in Atlanta when he faced the Braves. Robert Tyler, who did it in 2015, and Cole Wilcox, who pitched for Team USA in 2019. Wilcox is in the Tampa Bay Rays organization. So Charlie Condon joins that group of elite Bulldogs to represent not only the red and black, but also the red, white, and blue of the United States of America. Transitioning to basketball, we are going to talk a little hoops. I do want to say this. Remember how in the open I said the NBA made an announcement on Saturday that yours truly was not a fan of? Well, here it is. The NBA has announced that they're doing an in-season tournament. Adam Silver apparently really, really wanted this. I'm going to retweet a video and share a video to the Facebook Fan for All Seasons and explain how the tournament works. It's very confusing and to explain via the show right now. So I'm going to share videos of how the tournament's going to work on our social media, and you guys can learn about it from there. If you want my opinion, I think it's goofy. And the NBA is desperate to try to get eyes on themselves. They're doing this in early November, and it's going to conclude in like early to mid-December. And the finals are going to be in Vegas. And it's just another thing. The NBA desperately wants a team in Las Vegas. And I would not be surprised if an expansion team comes to Las Vegas very soon, because that just seems like something the NBA really wants. Vegas is now the new sports capital of the world, apparently. You got the Golden Knights winning the Stanley Cup. You got the Raiders there. The A's are potentially moving there. Vegas is going to become the new sports capital of the world. Like I said, I'm not a big fan of the NBA doing this. I get they're trying to remain relevant. But guys, the NBA season is so long. It is so long. Don't get me wrong. I love my Hawks basketball. But October to April, on into May and June, it's ridiculous. It's so long. But I also realize the NBA is trying to gain relevance and attention. And that's at the peak of football season, college football coming down the stretch, NFL doing its thing. The NBA is like, hey, we want a little bit, a slice of the pie. I get it, but I'm not a big fan of NBA. Adam Silver, swing and a miss on your part. I'll be keeping up with my Hawks. Other than my Hawks, I'm not super excited about this NBA midseason tournament. They're going to be playing for the NBA Cup. It's just goofy. It's goofy, guys. Yours truly is not a big fan. One last point in the world of basketball, and it has to do with a former University of Georgia Bulldog basketball player, and it is Anthony Edwards signing a 5-year contract extension with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Very happy for Anthony Edwards. He will also be a part of the FIBA World Championships, which is the first step for playing for Team USA, because once they get through the FIBA World Championships and Edwards plays well, I have a good feeling that he's going to be representing the United States in the Olympics. And the next Summer Games is going to be in Paris. So, both two great Bulldogs, both Charlie Condon and Anthony Edwards, representing the G as they play with their respective teams for Team USA. And so on that note, guys, I want to tell you about fanforallseasons.com. It's our website where you can go. You can check out all our merchandise at our merchandise store. You can go under the Shop Merch tab, and they'll have all your Fan for All Seasons merchandise needs. Check it out under the Shop Merch tab. If you like this podcast, if you want to know more about us, you can find us on any major podcast platform. Give us a like. Give us a follow. That's at Fan Seasons, wherever you get your major podcasts. And so, guys, it's time to get one last word for our sponsor this week. And Fan for All Seasons is brought to you in part by Georgia Smoke Barbecue, authentic Georgia smoked barbecue catering. You can learn more at georgiasmoke.com. So for myself, Jim, and Joe, this has been another exciting installment of the Fan for All Seasons podcast. We'll talk to you guys coming up next week. See ya. Go Braves and go Dawgs.